This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
One of the most wonderful things. Say that again, Doug. Put the word together, please. One of the most wonderful things you will find about today is that you have found the best radio program I have ever produced. And I've produced a lot of them over the years, but this DJB experience is one that gives me great pleasure. I take great pleasure in introducing you to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, who are the other two-thirds of DJ and V, plus Kara Schillen, who's in our studio headquarters in Washington, to get us started and focused on another wonderful day. Here's an opportunity where excitement piles on top of excitement, boys and girls. We have another question on the DJV experience. Set up that special phone line, 800-282-2333. What's the number, Jennifer?
888.
No.
Wait, what?
I like, they're all paying close attention to the words that come out of the boss's mouth.
Well, I heard the number, but are we giving out our phone number?
No.
They're oh. Giving out
this phone number.
We're giving out the other phone number.
800.
No, I don't know that one. You're on your own.
282. Very helpful. Okay,
I can only know one number at a time, sir. Sorry.
Here's the question. Is your house a horrible mess?
Yes.
Are you planning a thorough spring cleaning?
Yes.
If you are going to answer yes to that, then you press 1 at 800-282-2333. And if your house is a mess but you don't care, you press 2 for no.
What if your house isn't a mess?
Well, how can it not be a mess? It's springtime. Everybody's house is a mess.
It's a mess. The number again?
800.
So I can write this down.
282-2333. Is your house a horrible mess? Are you planning a thorough spring cleaning? Call us now. Tell us what you think. And there'll be some special opportunities for you to do something extra special to help yourself out after you've pressed 1 or 2. 800. What's the number again, Jennifer?
Something with some 2s and 3s.
282-2333. Thank you very much. All right. So the NCAA over Gonzaga is gungzo. And North Carolina is the champion. I think it was the score 71-65. Anybody make anything on any brackets? How'd Lewis do in his Victoria?
I went to bed before it was over, but he needed North Carolina to win everything. I just don't know where he stands now against other people with points.
Could be a way for you to get a.
There might be a nice little shopping
present.
Spree,
yeah,
in my future.
And since I haven't been invited to the wedding, I'm not going to get you a present. So this would be good for you to.
Wow. I don't even get a card, really?
The threat.
Did you say
not
it was
even a
putz?
Congratulations.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Jennifer, did you just say it was a putz?
I said the threats.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
well, I think
we
putts might also apply.
I know. But if the putz shoe fits.
Right.
Okay, so what else do we have to celebrate? So the NCAA is over. We're finished with that. Hello, hello. Yesterday was the first day of the official baseball season. And guess who, now that Vin Scully has retired, Jennifer, who is the number one most senior broadcaster of baseball games, please?
Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker.
Love on me as a new sign from Blanco. He's ready and delivers. Morgan, a smash up the middle. Base hit the center. Here comes Gomez. Around third. A throw and the Brewers win.
He's great.
He is so great. This is the 47th season that Uecker has done the play-by-play, which coincidentally is the 47th year that the season has been heard on WTMJ in Milwaukee. They refer to him and the radio station as the soundtrack of summer. He, and by the way, he's not just a play-by-play guy. This fellow is a fabulous story. I remember having him on the program a couple of times. And he just keeps everybody in stitches because he's so funny. He's such an iconic broadcaster, but a master storyteller, beloved because of his role in things like this.
Top of the sixth, and rookie sensation Ricky Vaughn on the pitch now. Vaughn, a juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his major league debut. Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
Major league. And they're
such
shooting.
A funny movie.
Yeah, oh, it's a fabulous movie. Yep. So anyway, congratulations to he just listening to his voice makes me smile. We ought to have some clip from a game every day if we want a different parts of the day, Kara, of Euchre. And at what age now? I'm thinking he's got to be in his 70s, right? 47th season doing the Brewers. That'd be easily in his 70s. But I bet he's got 10, 15 years.
He's 82.
Wow.
Euchre's 82?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Look at the pictures of him. He doesn't look like he's 82. He doesn't sound. Vin didn't ever sound. I think Vin was 89, wasn't he, last year, Jennifer?
87, I think.
87.
Yep.
Euchre is 82. God love him. Jeepers, crow.
Just a youngster.
Yep. Right. Very cool. Good for him. All right. So that's what's trending. Well, there's another couple of things that are trending we're going to get to. Some people in the news from the trend department. Don't forget, those of you who are listening in Framingham today, we go to the polls. Polls open at 7. Vote for the city form of government, please. All right, is that enough? My plug for city government here. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Yes, we have some people in our focus in a moment, 13 after the hour.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 past the hour on the DJV Experience. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. I did not place anything on the Facebook.com DJV Show site yet on Facebook. I've left that alone for 24 hours. In deference to you, Victoria.
Okay.
She doesn't ever know what I'm going to put up there. You know, I mean,
it's always a fun surprise.
Yeah. Before we progress to people in the news, I wanted to go back for a second to my thinking about not only Bob Euchre and others that we are inspired by, the folks who don't give up, the folks who don't give in. This sort of goes together hand in hand also with the end of the basketball season. The coach of Duke, I believe his name is pronounced Krzyzewski, is that right? Mike K. Krzyzewski.
Coach K?
Yeah.
Coach K. Something like that, yeah. Krzyzewski, yeah. Right, Jen?
He's led that team to over 1,000 wins.
Wow.
And 5 NCAA championships.
That's
the guy's
pretty cool.
Over 70 years old, and he was asked by the president of the university when he was going to retire. Kind of like the people at Radio America wanted
They're
to
like,
know.
Doug, when are you out of here?
When am I going away? And he said, quote, "It's not planned for. I'm not planning to do anything other than what I've been doing." He says, "It isn't something that you want. I don't want to plan," he's saying. This is his personal side or slice of this, and it sort of applies to Euchre and other people who don't give up. If you do retire, time comes, you're not ready, it's bad for you. So waiting for the time you plan when you should be ready to go, I'm involved in teaching, speaking, coaching, things that I like to do, that I have been doing, and I'm prepared to continue to do. My word to those of you who are thinking and don't really want to, is don't. Aspire to be better. Aspire to go on. Don't retire. Aspire. No matter what your age, and specifically those who are a long ways away from retirement, like Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, the coaches plan to have things go, I think, in a way that you control them is great advice. Control your life. I was watching an episode of Blue Bloods the other night, and part of the storyline was a 63-year-old police officer who had to retire. He didn't want to retire. And I've thought about that many times with regard to some of the people that I've known. My friend Larrabee, Bob, not Bruce. Where the heck did that just come from?
Sounds anyway. Like some friend.
Well, it just popped into...
You know, my friend, but what's his name?
Anyway, Larrabee was the chief of police here in Framingham for a long time. He left and became the chief of police in another community, and then he got to maximum retirement age in Massachusetts. And so he retired from Massachusetts, and he became a police chief down in Connecticut and had 2 jobs down there. And he said, "I didn't really care." There were a lot of people that thought he did it because he could get 2 retirements. And he said, "No, I'm not going to retire. I was going to keep going." Brent Larrabee. Where the heck did that come from? Where did Bruce come from? Brent Larrabee is his name. And so he had it figured out that if anything happened to him, his retirement from Massachusetts would go to his wife. And his retirement from Connecticut would go to his children. But he wasn't working to retire. He was working because he aspired to be one of the best police chiefs in the country, and he has become that. So I pass that along to those of you who just are wondering, what in the world do I do? You keep going. That's what you do. You don't quit. Let's keep going. Here's another example. Doris Day, one of the people in the news today. Actress Doris Day turned 95 yesterday, but she wasn't sure. This is a story that comes. My father never knew how old he was either. He was an orphan, you know, when his birthday was, and she didn't either. She was somewhere between 93 and 95, so she thought. But yesterday, the Associated Press got a hold of her birth certificate from the Ohio Office of Vital Statistics, and her birth date has been, the issue has been settled. Her real name is Doris Mary Kappelhoff, born April 3rd, 1922. So she's 95. This was trending all over the place yesterday, ladies.
It was.
That's really cool.
Doris Day's age.
How amazing to find yourself after 95 years.
Yeah,
you know, to find out what you really are.
Respect for those who've gotten there. Harrison Ford, also in the news, not facing any penalties over landing on the wrong runway at John Wayne Airport. His attorney said that the FAA will not fine Ford. I conducted a full investigation into the matter, including an interview with Mr. Ford to see whether or not, I think the question here was whether he was high, because that's the rap that's going on.
Did he have his bong with him as his co-pilot?
Yeah. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, you think you're gonna catch your big dreams just like that fast. And here you are.
There he is, Mr. Tidy Whitey.
60 seconds down feels more like
Luke Bryan in the news musically today. For the first time in the history of Billboard's country chart, he has notched 6 number ones from one album. What do you think of that, Jen?
Wow, that's pretty good.
The album from Luke Bryan is called Fast. And let's see here. No, the album's called Kill the Lights. The song, the single is Fast. From number 2 to number 1 this week on the country airplay chart at Billboard. Fast follows Kick the Dust Up, Strip It Down, Home Alone Tonight. That's with the Karen Fairchild of Little Big Town. Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Every Day. And Move. What is that? Hunting, Fishing, Loving It. Have you ever heard that?
Here it is. Now you're hearing it.
Country boy prince. Thank God he made me this way.
So does he get to be as famous as Garth Brooks? Will he be as popular as Garth Brooks, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, Garth Brooks' career has spanned decades, so we'll see. I mean, he's definitely well on his way. He's certainly very popular.
How old is he? I saw him the other day.
39.
Really? Okay. Yeah. 3 albums previously generated 5 country airplay number ones. Brad Paisley's 5th Gear yielded 5 back in 2007-2008. Then Blake Shelton's Based on a True Story had 5 top 5 songs in 2013-2014. Luke Bryan then accomplished the feat with Crash My Party, which was the LP prior to Kill the Lights.
I have to tell you, I finally watched the Academy of Country Music Awards last night.
You liked it?
And, you know, as much as all those performances were great, the one that blew me away, you mentioned Blake Shelton, was Miranda Lambert.
Really?
Her album is all about her breakup with Blake, and she did a song, and I'm not sure what it is, but it's about her making a deal with the Tin Man. He gets the heart, she gets the armor, and holy moly, everybody was on their feet. She did a great job with that song. It was incredible.
She's got lots of energy anyway, doesn't she?
I think that's called Tin Man.
Tin Man,
song.
I think
yeah.
so, too.
That was trending. People must have really loved it. I didn't see it, but people loved it.
It was incredibly emotional and really, really good.
Did you play it back? Did you like run it back a little bit and watch it over again?
Just watched it once.
All right, so that's the Luke Bryan story and becoming big-time country music. Speaking of country, the Academy of Country Music is going to pay tribute to Chuck Berry. And I think that actually if we...
They did on the ACM Awards.
Right. Yeah, Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley.
Yeah,
Dierks, is that how you pronounce it?
Dierks, yeah.
Yeah. Did Johnny Be Good. Let's crank this up a little bit. Luke Bryan Band away on the piano. How'd you like this when you watched it last night, Jen?
It was a great performance. It opened the show. It was one of the show openers. It was really good.
They also had Joe Walsh from the Eagles there.
Yeah, he performed with them as well with this. But, man, at the end of the night, he gave away Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had been hitting the bar or what's going on with Joe, but there was something. Yeah. I was surprised when I watched this performance. I didn't realize that Luke Bryan could play the piano.
Yeah.
And then not even just that, but he is, like, amazing watching him play the piano in this song. He was incredible.
And so the guys moved their whole body, pounding away on the 88. Bah, 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 bah. That's a lot of energy, man.
I mean, he was playing like Jerry Lee Lewis style.
That's what
Boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. It's like a machine gun on the piano. That's Jerry Lee Lewis. Chuck Berry was able to do that, too. There have been a number, but not... I think Jerry Lee Lewis was crazy. He'd stand on top of the bench. Upside down on the piano. So anyway, yeah, it's nice to have them pay tribute to Chuck Berry that way. Johnny B. Good here with the Doug Jen and Victoria Fun Fest, the DJV experience at 28 past the hour.
Kindness pays off. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnty. Three monks were once traveling when one of them said he was too tired to carry his load anymore. So he asked one of his companions to carry it. The most generous of the three readily agreed and happily took the bags from his friend. After a little more, the third monk pretended to be sick and asked the generous monk if he could carry his bags too, which he all too happily did. So two monks walked with nothing, one with all three of their bags. Finally, they reached a point in their travels where they had to take a boat, and the one who carried all their belongings was just exhausted and immediately put the bags down the boat and fell asleep. When he woke up, they were on the shore again, but as he looked up, his companions were dreadfully, dreadfully sick. During the trip, they hit a tremendous storm, waves that made everyone, even the captain, really sick. But for the one who carried all the luggage, well, he slept soundly through the whole thing. Kindness pays off. For inspiration to be your kindest self, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-9-
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you
ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Good day to you. Let me be the first to welcome you to a wonderful day. It's Tuesday, the 4th of April. Yes, yes, yes. Doug is here. Jennifer's here. Victoria is here. Kara is here. And we are facing the same challenges every day that you do. We have these great dreams. We think about when we were young, and when I was thinking about my grandson, Miles, and how beautifully pure his life is at the moment, and what we can do to keep his mind and his inner strength cultivated. We are all determined as his family to have him find whatever his goals are and pursue them. And I think that sort of goes hand in hand with what I was talking about a few minutes ago regarding retirement and how it all works. By the way, I have some retirement realities to check over with you, because this week is National Retirement Planning Week. So we'll do that in a few minutes. Right now, though, some good news for business in America. Remember the big deal? Obama was criticized for all of the hoopla with the Iranians, and can't trust those no-good sons of guns, and they're this and they're that, yada, yada, yada. Well, yesterday, Boeing Aircraft Company signed its second deal with the Iranians that is a direct result. So say what you will about this. I didn't think it was too cool. Jennifer didn't think it was too cool. I don't know what to make. I mean, I trust all of the things that they agreed to. I mean, these deals are kind of like you don't really ever know what the inside is. You just don't. They'll tell you things they want you to know. They'll tell you things they want you to hear. But what I find good in this, if we can take that whole experience and sort of put it on a shelf and look for something good out of it, there are two contracts worth $20 billion, 16,000 jobs in America, 18,000 jobs at the Boeing plant or plants that are putting together the airlines. They bought three planes, the 737 MAX, which is a new renewal of the old 737. It's been around since 1967. But they're newly designed, new planes, new engines, the inside, all that stuff. Anyway, they're going to sell 30 of them to the Islamic Republic. They already had a deal for 30 777s and another 30 767s. Or no, I'm sorry, 787s. So altogether, yesterday, Chicago-based Boeing said they're going to, and they assigned another extension so they can get 30 more at the same price they're paying now. Aircraft will be delivered in starting actually next year and through 2022. But can you imagine, is 18,000 jobs for Americans? I find that to be, even though we don't trust them, we don't like them, I don't know. Isn't this better to deal with them and put 18,000 Americans into continuing employment and sell them all these planes?
Absolutely.
That's the way I kind of look at it. And Jennifer's not saying anything. I don't know that because we didn't like the deal.
Right.
But isn't it worth it to, under the circumstances? We don't know that there's, I mean, there was a deal to be made, and I don't even know if the deal was made because of Boeing. Could have been.
You kind of thought so, didn't you, at the beginning?
I did. Actually absolutely thought it was because of Boeing. And now it's played out to be a $20 billion deal and 18,000 jobs. Think about it. How do you think about that? All right. So the home in Washington State yesterday where police went inside, took the owner of the home. His name was Nathaniel Rosa. Charged him with murder. Tell me what happens in your house if this happens. Do you know the story, all of you, any of you?
No. Okay. No,
Okay, so this guy comes home from work, and he sees that his home has been broken into, and he goes into his bedroom, and he finds a guy taking a shower in his bathroom. Gets out his gun, shoots him, and kills him. Hmm. He was arrested on second-degree murder. Sheriff says on Twitter that they'll release more information tomorrow. So, there have been a lot of reactions to the arrest out there. More to the story that hasn't been released yet. So I don't know whether you reserve your judgment till all the facts come out or not. The homeowner says he got home. This is Belfair, Washington. He works all night. Came in at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, and the door is open. Been kicked in. And he exchanges words with this guy who's in the shower.
So crazy.
Homeowner left the premises, didn't call the police, came back with a gun, and shot this guy.
I think that's where the issue arises. That
why
if
would
you're
you
able...
call the police and let them take
well,
care
yeah,
of
Well, yeah, if you're yeah. able to leave the situation, that means that you're not in imminent danger.
Yeah. Didn't he shoot him multiple times, too?
Yep.
Yeah. And isn't it enough, like, to just hold a gun on someone and threaten them until the police arrive? Like, I mean, this sounds like the guy knew, if I don't shoot to kill, then I'm going to end up in jail or I'm going to end up the one in trouble.
He had someone tell him that you don't let someone stick around to ask questions. But, again, let's not also put up on a cloud and on a pedestal this guy who broke into his house and sitting in a shower. No, I mean, if someone did that to me, I'd be a little bit, you know, right. I'd be freaked out.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely be freaked out.
So, but if he ran outside to get a gun, why didn't he did call 911, but it wasn't until after he went back in and shot the guy.
Well, that's what I would think, is that it doesn't quite sound like self-defense. It sounds like this guy's on your property, but I don't know.
It's I'm not sure it's as much of a conundrum as people think. But again, you got to wait for all of the details to come out. But if he went outside,
you don't know. I mean, obviously the guy's behavior is already weird. If he's sitting in your shower, if he broke in to get in your shower,
right. Yeah. I think I understand when people get upset. Like if you if someone's sleeping in their house and they wake up because someone's breaking in, and then they shoot someone who's breaking in because they're scared, and that counts as self defense. I understand that, but yeah, leaving your house and coming back and shooting someone, I don't really get that.
No, I don't either, frankly. You're outside, call the police, let them handle it. This is sort of one of the grim realities. You can find these things all over the place. There's a grimness that has grasped our since the election, I think, more than anything else. And one wonders whether or not this is the new norm. How would you, is that word grim familiar? Are you familiar, all familiar with that word grim?
Yeah, I don't know that things are grim. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who are divided and who are angry, but I think that started a little while ago.
Grim is defined as forbidding and uninviting, lacking humor, and being depressing.
Right.
So is it a mighty grim world these days? Only if you let it be that way. I mean, you're not supposed to feel this way. You don't want to go through life when there are terrible things all around you. I'm very concerned about the election in my town today. I kind of made light of it earlier, but my town is dysfunctional. It's the largest town in the country, has been for years, and it is not functioning properly. I'm a member of town meeting. I got to tell you firsthand, we need a city form of government. And the old timers are trying to beat out the new. I'm an old timer, and I want a new government. And you look around.
So, do you want to go city, or do you want to stay town?
I want to go city. No. The town is completely dysfunctional, as was proven last night in a meeting that my interests had with the planning folks in town meeting. It became a blank show. You know what I mean? An S show, because the people who are on these committees don't know what the hell they're talking about. And the same stuff we've been fighting over for 7 years for me to save the farm becomes the same stuff we talk about day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And so I could be pretty, I didn't sleep well at all last night. I was, when I got the phone call about what went on, I was really pretty upset. I'd been out politicking, been driving around the neighborhood all afternoon and evening, delivering pamphlets to people that I made, asking them to consider voting for city government. And then the same sort of stuff flaps up against us in a meeting last night. So when I went to bed, I was really, oh, man. And so I woke up this morning early. Carrie, you heard me in early as I was messing around. And I thought to myself, okay, how do we approach this? So many people say to me, why don't you just sell the land and move? My sister brought me to dinner Sunday night at her house. Why do you keep doing this? Why are you trying to save the farm? The hell with it. Develop it and move on. But I don't want to. But yet, looking at this stuff, I think to myself, and I really do, I get into this place. When I woke up this morning, I was frowning as I looked at myself in the mirror. And then I started laughing at myself because I looked foolish. Got a growly look on my face. You know how you can all hear it in my voice from time to time. So, as much as good news isn't as popular on the radio as bad news is, and good news doesn't sell newspapers, that's how I choose to live my life. Do I always go down that road? Nope. Victoria would be the first one to tell you that I am Captain Curmudgeon.
I mean, I prefer when you're not, but
I know. I do, too.
But, yeah, sometimes you don the cape.
Yep.
You don the cape.
And I do. I get grim. But yet, it's better for me and my health, and better for those who are around
these
me.
These are choices that we make. I mean, that's just choice. It, is that you're making a choice, so just don't do it.
Yep. Okay. April 3rd to the 7th is National Retirement Planning Week. And as Americans, we're gearing up for longer retirement. Some of us want to work, and some of us want to retire. And with that comes the responsibility for funding as you live longer. It's landing on the shoulders of those people who aren't sure they've got things all planned out quite as well as they ought to. Got a couple of different angles on this, including this one from Jake Curtis.
A new study from Merrill Lynch and AgeWave reveals major gaps in retirement readiness, with 81% of Americans saying they do not know how much money they will need to fund their retirement. Lorna Sabia is the head of Retirement and Personal Wealth Solutions at Merrill Lynch.
Retirement is the purchase of a lifetime, costing more than twice the average home. However, today's picture of retirement readiness shows room for improvement. To enjoy the great upsides of aging, retirees and future generations should play a more active role in their retirement planning.
Some good news. Americans are willing to consider lifestyle and financial trade-offs to enjoy a secure retirement. Ken Dykewald, Ph.D., CEO and founder of AgeWave.
Thriving in retirement requires anticipating how you want to live, what matters most to you, and the trade-offs you can make today to more generously fund your future self, such as downsizing the home, working longer, or engaging in the growing gig economy.
For more, visit ml.com/retirement study.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more in car insurance. Wow, that's great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. All right, that's a way to save. Are you planning for your retirement? That's the question at the moment. The Labor Department predicts that there are rules on the books that will save you $40 billion. This has been something that's been in the works for 6 years. The forcing of financial advisors to do what's best for their clients. Duh. Isn't this amazing? Financial advisors are being required to put their clients first. I find that, you look at that headline, you think about it.
Duh.
Duh. So, anyway, the rules go into effect actually this week. Require retirement advisors to meet a higher fiduciary standard when selling investments and products to retirement account owners.
Can you say that word again? It's my favorite.
What? Fiduciary?
Fiduciary.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Any person, be they a broker or registered investment advisor or insurance agent, paid to give advice, has to plan with the participant the entire, they have to explain the entire job that they're working on. Here's Marie Richards with some more important results from a new retirement study, this time done by Prudential.
Americans are acknowledging they are underprepared for retirement. 74% agree they should be doing more to prepare for retirement, but 40% say they just don't know what to do. Here's Jim Mullery, Prudential Annuities.
When we asked Americans how they'd grade themselves on their overall retirement readiness, they only gave themselves a C. Yet those that work with an advisor said they are more confident in their ability to achieve their retirement goals.
Retirees said they would tell their younger self to start early, save more, and consult a professional.
Prudential continues to focus on helping Americans achieve financial wellness and retirement readiness. We're developing simpler, cost-effective solutions for those looking for a degree of certainty in their financial outcomes, and will continue to lead the effort to educate Americans on the importance of saving for retirement.
For more on the research, visit Prudential.com. Now you're in the know. From Prudential Financial Incorporated, Newark, New Jersey.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
All right, here we are, 53 past the hour. The process is messy, but yet informative. And you look at all the information there is every day on technology and the fact that Victoria can cull through it and come up with two or three things that are important to you, as she has done wonderfully once again. on posting on Facebook because of an example that she has, that Victoria has for you. That's where we start with our Tech Talk. After, actually, where we start is a reminder. The Tech Talk time brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to all these hundreds of job sites all around our country with just one single click. C-L-I-C-K, one click does it all. You'll find candidates in any city, in any industry, any place in the country, and you only have to post once. That's really cool. Qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Easy for you, easy for them. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by all these big companies, medium-sized companies, small companies like mine. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why would you do that? You'd do that because we figured out how to get them to give it to you free to try it out. Yep, you can use ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Right now, post your job on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try it free. Get the best recruit, get the best personalities, get the best help. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so here's this woman that's being forced to pay $500,000 to settle a defamation lawsuit after she put something on Facebook that now she certainly wishes she hadn't, Victoria.
This is a friendly reminder to think before you post on Facebook, even if you're not using someone's name. You are correct. A North Carolina woman has to pay $500,000 to settle this case. A couple years ago, she posted just one sentence about her former coworker without actually mentioning the woman by name. She just wrote, "I didn't get drunk and kill my kid." According to the complaint, this woman, Jacqueline, was referring to the son of a colleague who died in a gun accident with another boy back in 1976. That's how far back this can go. That colleague, who was the plaintiff in the current case, her name is Devine Dial. She was not drunk when she lost her son, and she was not responsible for his death either. So, she therefore had grounds to say that this woman, Jacqueline's post, actually constituted a libelous statement. She sued her in 2015. The judge ruled in her favor. She had to pay $250,000 to Devine Dial in actual damages and another $250,000 in punitive damages for emotional distress. So $500,000 later, this woman is on the hook because she didn't even mention the woman's name. You have to be careful.
How do they figure even? Man, that would do a lot of work to prove that it was this other woman that she was talking about, but they must have gotten the goods on her.
I mean, I guess, you know, it's enough to say, well, we worked together, she knew the story, you know, we talked about it and things like that. You have to be so careful. You can't slam your boss and say something that you think is a veiled, you know, a veiled threat or
anything
like that.
Let that be a lesson to you, Victoria.
Oh, yes. My threats are verbal to you.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What else have we got here?
Uber. We got Uber news, yeah.
Uber. So they have a new lost and found department. How does this work?
Yeah. Can you imagine what people leave behind? Well, that's
lobsters,
exactly what that's what Uber
vest. Yeah, look
that's
at this.
What Uber wants people to know. They have a lost and found index now, and it's they call it a snapshot of their riders. And they said beyond phone, wallet, and keys that people leave, they have a list of very odd things. They say briefcases get lost on Fridays, which makes sense because people go out at the end of the week. Yeah. Wedding dresses get lost over the weekend. I'm not sure how that happens. Yeah. Missing swimsuits seem to happen every Tuesday.
Tuesday
that
swimsuit
really
day.
Weird.
Today is swimsuit day, ladies and gentlemen. Don't
some of the other strange things. A lobster has been left in the back seat. A bulletproof vest. A sweet
dead
potato.
Or alive? Is that lobster dead or alive?
I believe dead. A sweet potato care package, whatever that is. Things like engagement rings, pool sticks, smoke machines. Like, who travels with a smoke machine? Unless you're a band from the 80s.
Yeah, or somebody who's working on a movie and they had to move around fast and they grabbed the
That's true.
Machine and jumped into a cab.
They found a wooden hat, an elf cutout, a kite, an arm sling, a taser. Someone left a taser in the back of an Uber.
Yay.
A vacuum and cornhole boards, which are pretty large.
It's a corn. I don't.
You know the game cornhole. You take the bean bags and you throw them. You have to toss. It's like horseshoe.
I know the game A-hole, but I don't know the game cornhole.
Cornhole's big in like Cincinnati, and you should know
there
this.
Are lots. They should be playing A-hole there.
But you should know this. Didn't you go to college in Ohio?
I went to.
I think Ohio invented
I worked in Cincinnati for 2 years. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Cincinnati invented cornhole. We can ask people, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I invented a lot of a-holes, too.
Oh, boy.
I got my point across. Okay. That's the story. Tech Talk time.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.